Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get up and nothing gets me down.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, you got, you're excited about something, you're frightened about something, you got problems you're trying to solve. That's what we're talking with our good friend Gary Harbst about. He calls it the five-step problem-solving process. First, you got to define the problem. Then you got to identify the root cause. Then you develop a solution, meaning that you look inside. When you all three of those steps, folks, you look inside your four walls and outside your four walls. Is it coming from outside, or is it being created from inside, or something where the two meet in the middle? Gary Harbst is the author of Six Disciplines of Execution, and I'm sorry, the Six Disciplines of Excellence, and then another book called Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
At sixdisciplines.com.
All right. Spelled out. You can find out all the things that Gary and his organization does. You help other companies with their problem solving, don't you?
Yes, we do. We help them craft a good strategy and then figure out how to execute that strategy.
All right. He's the best, folks, so check him out there at sixdisciplines.com. Okay, Gary, we got two more of these five steps. What's number four?
Well, one thing I want to mention, finish on step three, is that in developing the solutions, not only do you identify the key deliverables or the outcomes, but be honest about what the constraints are. And sometimes the constraints really help you innovate. And by constraint, I mean we've only got so much money to solve this problem, or we've only got so much time to solve this problem. And if you don't get those really clear, then the solution will be meaningless.
Right, right. You can't do a problem solving solution finding process by writing a letter to Santa Claus, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. If it's going to take $10 million to solve a problem, you got $10,000.
That would cut my cash in half, Gary.
Yeah, that's right.
Number four
is actually then develop the implementation plan. You've got this idea of what you need to produce, what the deliverables are, and what the constraints are. Now, how does that get done? Who's going to do what and when? And then's when you really get down to the teamwork part of it. Well, I can do this piece, and I'll do this piece, and here's what I need from you to finish my piece. So,
who do we have to hire?
Well, it depends. Hopefully, you can do it from within your.
No,
own
but
team,
I mean, but you. But that's the question. You come out. You come down to where when you say, okay, who can take this piece? And everybody takes a step backwards, or twiddles their thumbs, or starts whistling, or something. And you say, okay, so nobody's going to do this. That means I got to hire somebody, and that means bonuses are smaller this year.
Yeah, that's right. It's a team decision, and there's different reasons to bring somebody in from outside. The most important one is expertise. The other one is capacity. You know, if I don't have the capacity to do it, but expertise in particular, if you can't. One of my partners always said you can't lift 20 tons with a 10-ton crane.
Well, there's one other thing, dispassionate. A person coming from the outside doesn't have the baggage you and I have in our own organizations.
Yeah, that's true.
They can cut through. When I had my consulting company, I've walked into a business that was been struggling with a problem for years, and within an hour I identified where their problem was, and they weren't seeing it because it was right under their nose.
Yes. That fresh perspective.
You've done the same thing.
Yeah, we refer to it as stepping back. It's getting out of the stream that you're flowing in and seeing
right.
It in a fresh perspective.
That's right. All right, number five.
So number five is, the last thing in number four is to make sure that you identify how the results will be measured. You know, so often we give assignments to people, but there's no clear finish line. What exactly defines success? And then number five is actually implement it. It's put this solution in place and then get feedback from the people, the stakeholders, those who are impacted by the solution you've just put in place. So if it's customers, be all over listening to whether were we on target, do we need to make some revisions, And, you know, many times your customers can be inside the organization. Sometimes you're solving a problem in order taking that will affect production. So if you don't take the order right, production's messed up.
Right.
So that that feedback loop is really important. And if you've built a new product, by the way, so many times when you're solving a problem, what you're really doing is improving some process in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a sales process, a marketing process, a production process, or whatever. And so there's the effort of sort of building that process one time, and then there's the effort of maintaining it, because it'll never, it's like an asset. It needs to have a fresh coat of paint every so often. It needs to have the rust scrubbed off of it. And so those are actually, that's what the last phase is all about, is how do I make sure this thing's right, and then how do I keep it right once I build it?
And then implement it, but also execute it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, follow up and replicate then after that, right?
Yeah, that's it exactly. And so this whole five steps process, you know, you can do this in a room by yourself and think, well, what's the problem? What are the root causes?
Mm-hmm.
What are the possible solutions? How much would they cost? What are alternatives? Who would implement it? You can do it by yourself, or you can do it with a team of people. It's much better with a team.
And
because,
and folks, I'm going to tell you, the first two steps are the most important, because those are the two you can get turned down a dirt road the wrong way real quick if you don't define what the real problem is and what the real root cause are. SixDisciplines.com, right, Gary?
That's right.
And come back again real soon. Good job today.
Okay, good talking with you.
We'll see you next time. Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T. Spell his last name. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.